The demon in his bed had a spectacular ass. Belphegor let the sheet slide down as he shifted position beside Vasily on the narrow cot, bearing the part in question. Light played against the marked flesh in stripes through the threadbare curtain, watermarks against fire. It was this lovely bit of fire spirit ass that had been Belphegor's undoing, though its form at the time had barely hinted at its present magnificence. For the reigning master of wingcasting, the preferred game of chance in this demonic little enclave of heaven, reputation was everything. Having his purse cut by a scrawny, untrained street demon had warranted a swift and public response. At a full hand above 6 feet, Vasily would have stood out in a crowd even without the flame-red hair that distinguished him. And yet, of all the marks he might have chosen, he'd targeted Belphegor that evening at the Brimstone a year ago. Ghosting his fingers over the pleasing lines of his handiwork on Vasily's skin, Belphegor shook his head in amusement, the corner of his mouth turning up at the memory of that ill-advised attempt. The fire spirit scoundrel had been watching him all night. As usual, Belphegor had cleaned out nearly every player in the Rakia Den of Iniquity. He gathered his winnings and stretched as he stood, giving the obviously inexperienced cut purse the chance to make his move. At the lightning of the weight at his hip, he turned and grabbed the thief by the collar as he tried to slip away. Without missing a beat, the next player slid into Belphegor's vacated seat, the kibitzers flowing around the pair like parts in a well-oiled machine. An altercation over facets or even a brawl was a minor inconvenience at the Brimstone. The thief twisted in Belphegor's grip, hissing like a cornered alley cat, but Belphegor held fast. He took stock as he retrieved the purse. Lean and hungry-looking, with hard eyes of a startling hazel hue that danced with the glittering flames of reflected lamplight, the young demon couldn't have seen more than 18 summers. He wouldn't make it to 19 if he continued such inept thieving. Belphegor tucked his winnings away.
"You'll have to be much faster than that if you expect to make a living."
"Fast enough for you, old-timer!"
His vocal cords grated like sandpaper, as if from years of smoke and drink.
"We'll see how fast your fingers are after the Ophanim have broken your knuckles."
Belphegor turned him about and hauled him toward the stairs that led up to the street. The young fingersmith struggled to free himself, spitting in Belphegor's face when his efforts failed, a glint of feral terror in his eyes. Belphegor wiped the warm spittle from his cheek.
"Relax, little spitfire. I'm sure they'll leave you one good hand."
"I'm hardly little."
That much was true. The closer Belphegor held him, the more obvious it became.
"And I'm not afraid of the Ophanim guard."
That much was not true.
"Or of you, you ponce."
Belphegor's mouth twitched as he tried to keep a straight face.
"On second thought, a night in the supernal cellar probably wouldn't teach you a thing. What you need is to learn some manners. I've half a mind to give you a good strapping."
The threat elicited a derisive laugh.
"I'd like to see you try."
Belphegor let his eyebrow drift upward.
"Is that a challenge?"
He held up the purse.
"I have a pound of crystal that says you won't last 3 strokes without begging for mercy."
The thief fixed his gaze on the offered prize like a starved dog with a cutlet dangling before him.
"You're lying! You'd never give up that much for such a sucker bet."
"I never go back on my word. And I never make a sucker bet."
Belphegor let go of him, tossing the winnings lightly in his hand as he turned back into the club.
"My room is in the rear."
He made his way to the rented rooms without looking back. When he reached his door, he turned to find the would-be thief behind him, eyes glowing and changing in the light like fire opals. There was a pureblood in his line somewhere, and not far back.